Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing group activities. Participating in group activities is a common experience that IELTS examiners often ask about in the speaking test. This topic allows candidates to demonstrate their ability to describe personal experiences, express opinions, and discuss social interactions. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions related to this theme and maximize your score in the IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a time when you participated in a group activity, is frequently featured in IELTS Speaking Part 2, also known as the long turn. It's a versatile subject that can appear in various forms, testing your ability to recall and articulate personal experiences while showcasing your language skills. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may warm up with questions related to group activities. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy working in groups? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I generally enjoy working in groups. It's a good opportunity to share ideas and learn from others. Sometimes it can be challenging to coordinate, but overall, I find it beneficial. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I find group work immensely rewarding. It not only allows for a diverse pool of ideas, but also fosters collaborative problem solving. While it can occasionally be challenging to synchronize different working styles, the benefits of shared expertise and mutual support far outweigh any potential drawbacks. Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you participated in a group activity. You should say what the activity was, where and when it took place, who you did it with, and explain how you felt about this group activity. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a group activity I participated in last summer. It was a community cleanup project organized by my local environmental club. The event took place in our town's Central Park on a Saturday morning in July. I joined the activity with about 20 other volunteers, mostly members of the club and some local residents. We were divided into small teams, each responsible for a different area of the park. My team focused on cleaning up around the lake. We spent about 4 hours collecting litter, sorting recyclables, and even planting some new flowers. It was hard work, but everyone was very enthusiastic and worked well together. I felt really good about participating in this activity. It was satisfying to see the immediate impact of our work as the park became cleaner. I also enjoyed meeting new people who shared my interest in environmental protection. The experience made me feel more connected to my community and motivated to participate in more such activities in the future. Sample answer. I'd like to recount a particularly memorable group activity I took part in last summer. It was an ambitious community cleanup initiative orchestrated by our local Environmental Conservation Society. The event unfolded in our town's sprawling Central Park on a crisp Saturday morning in early July. I found myself among a diverse group of about 20 volunteers, comprising both seasoned members of the environmental club and enthusiastic local residents. We were strategically divided into smaller teams, each assigned to a specific zone within the park. My team was tasked with the revitalization of the area surrounding the picturesque lake. Over the course of 4 hours, we diligently collected litter, meticulously sorted recyclables, and even undertook the rewarding task of planting vibrant flora. While the work was undeniably demanding, the collective enthusiasm and seamless teamwork made it an enjoyable experience. Participating in this activity left me with a profound sense of fulfillment. The immediate visible impact of our efforts, watching the park transform before our eyes, was incredibly gratifying. Moreover, the opportunity to forge connections with like-minded individuals who shared my passion for environmental stewardship was invaluable. This experience not only strengthened my sense of community, but also ignited a deeper commitment to engage in similar initiatives in the future. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this experience change your view on group activities? What challenges did you face during this group activity? Band 6-7. Answer. This experience made me appreciate group activities more. I realized that working together can achieve much more than working alone. The main challenge was coordinating with different people and making sure everyone had a task they were comfortable with. Band 8-9. Answer. This experience profoundly altered my perspective on group activities. It vividly illustrated the power of collective effort in achieving goals that would be insurmountable for an individual. The primary challenge we encountered was harmonizing diverse working styles and ensuring that each participant's strengths were optimally utilized. However, overcoming these obstacles fostered valuable skills in communication and leadership. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Q. How do you think group activities benefit society? Band 6-7, Answer. Group activities can really help society in many ways. They bring people together and help build a sense of community. When people work on projects together, they can achieve bigger goals and solve problems more effectively. It's also a good way for people to learn new skills from each other. Band 8-9, Answer. Group activities play a pivotal role in fostering social cohesion and driving progress in society. Firstly, they serve as a catalyst for community building, breaking down social barriers, and promoting understanding among diverse groups. Additionally, collaborative efforts often lead to innovative solutions to complex societal issues, as they harness the collective intelligence and varied expertise of participants. Moreover, group activities provide an invaluable platform for skill exchange and personal development, contributing to a more capable and adaptable workforce. Ultimately, these experiences cultivate a sense of shared responsibility and civic engagement, which are cornerstones of a thriving society. Q. Do you think technology has changed the way people participate in group activities? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think technology has definitely changed group activities. Now we can easily organize events online and communicate with many people at once. Video calls allow people to participate from different locations. However, it might also mean less face-to-face interaction, which can be a downside. Band 8-9, Answer. Technology has undeniably revolutionized the landscape of group participation. On one hand, it has dramatically enhanced accessibility and inclusivity, enabling individuals to engage in activities regardless of geographical constraints. Virtual collaboration tools and social media platforms have facilitated seamless coordination and expanded the reach of group initiatives. However, this digital shift also presents challenges, such as the potential dilution of interpersonal connections and the risk of digital fatigue. Striking a balance between leveraging technological advantages and preserving the irreplaceable value of in-person interactions is crucial for maximizing the benefits of group activities in the digital age. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Collaborative effort. FERT. Noun phrase, work done by a group towards a common goal. Example, the project's success was the result of a truly collaborative effort. To foster, fuster, verb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, group activities often foster a sense of community among participants. Synergy, synoun, the interaction of elements that when combined produce a total effect greater than the sum of the individual elements. Example, the synergy within our team led to innovative solutions. To cultivate, cultivate, to develop or improve by education or training. Example, participating in group projects helps cultivate leadership skills. Interpersonal dynamics, personal dynamics, noun phrase, the way people interact and behave with each other in a group. Example, understanding interpersonal dynamics is crucial for successful teamwork. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing group activities, use personal anecdotes. Draw from your own experiences to make your answers more authentic and detailed. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show your ability to analyze the benefits and challenges of group activities. Employ a range of vocabulary. Use varied and sophisticated language to describe different aspects of group work. Structure your answers. Organize your thoughts clearly, especially in part 2, to ensure a coherent and comprehensive response. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses, but don't sacrifice accuracy for speed. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you build the confidence needed to perform well on test day. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on describing a sport you enjoy playing or watching. which can help you practice describing activities in detail. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.